Today is the feast of the body and the blood of the Lord, the feast of the Holy Eucharist. What you and I do here today and what we do week after week is so very central to who we are. The Eucharist stands at the very heart of our lives, of our faith, of our understanding of God's presence among us. Back in the beginning of Advent, the Church provided us with a new English translation for the liturgy. And there were a number of changes that occurred in that translation that were particularly troublesome and particularly difficult for many people. And one of those changes was found in the very words of the institution of the Eucharist. For 40 years before, when it came to the words of institution of the Eucharist, the words were, after they had eaten, he took the cup, he blessed it, he gave it to them and said, take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Well, in the new translation, the words are, it will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And there was some consternation as to what do we mean by changing that word from all to many. And yet, in the text of the scriptures, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in the story of the Last Supper, Jesus does use the word many will be poured out for the many. Now, does that mean that that's an exclusive word, that that's a limiting word, that that's in effect saying that the mystery of Christ is not for everyone? Well, we've got to take a look at the word, and we've got to take a look at where the word comes from. The scriptures were not written in English, and they were not written in Latin, the text of the Roman liturgy. They were written in Greek. And so we have to understand the meaning of the Greek words. Many is not an exclusive word. 1,000 years ago, when I studied philosophy and studied Greek philosophy of Aristotle, one of the major questions was the problem of the one and the many, the problem of the singular and the universal. The singular, the individual, in one sense, replicates all that is present in the universal. And yet, in another sense, the universal is much more than all of the singulars that go to make it up. And so there are a lot of philosophical reflections around that, the one and the many. The singular and the universal, the individual and all things. The word many, as used in the Greek scriptures, means universal. It means all. It means everyone. The many, the universal. And so while the word might pose some difficulty for us as English speakers, and one of the difficulties is that the translation is not particularly helpful to us, the fact is that the word many, as used by Jesus in St. Mark's Gospel and used in the liturgy, means that the mystery of Christ is meant for all, the mystery of Christ is meant to have universal application. It is to cover all. It is the redemptive act by which all of creation is brought into union with God. Now, this Eucharist that you and I celebrate week upon week upon week here at this altar, this becomes effective only outside this building. The fruit of this Eucharist is found beyond these walls. The fruit of the mystery of Christ is found in the daily lives you and I lead. We began worship this morning by singing, "We are the body of Christ." You and I are the body of Christ. And if by his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ comes to unite all of creation with God our Father, if that's his purpose, the reconciliation of all things, then that reconciliation is made manifest and operative and effective by what you and I do and say. So we come here week after week, we come to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we come to stand with the Lord in praise and thanksgiving to God our Father. We come to do that so that we might leave. And that when we leave, we carry with us the mission that the Eucharist is. And so as we complete our worship this morning, as we do that every single Sunday, we will give thanks to God for what has occurred in our midst. And then I will challenge you and myself, let us now go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. The sacrament does not end here. The sacrament is lived out in our daily lives. The reconciliation that Jesus Christ achieves in his death and resurrection becomes active in our daily lives. The sacrament of the Eucharist is not just the bread we eat and the wine we drink. The sacrament of the Eucharist is the lives we lead, having been nurtured and nourished on the bread of life and the cup of salvation. And so we come together today on the feast of the body and blood of the Lord. We come together to remember what we do and why we do it. We come together to remember what every single Sunday is about. And we come to remember how this Eucharist is at the very center of what it is for me and for you to be disciples of the Lord.